everyone, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and this is episode number 164. We've got our resident cellular healing specialist, Dr. Dan Pompa, on the line. And today we have a very special guest welcoming us. He isn't quite in your office yet, Dr. Pompa, but your son Simon is going to be joining us for Cellular Healing TV today. He's had a really special experience recently with fasting, and you wanted to bring him on to share that. So do you want to talk a little bit about that before he joins us?
He had to go somewhere. He'll be coming in hopefully shortly, but this has been quite the display on Facebook. So I started doing on my Facebook Live a series on fasting, and it just so happened that Simon decided to do a fast. It was just the irony of it. So here's how the story went. He was looking over, I was getting ready for a talk on skin, as you remember, and down in Ogden. And picture of one of my clients, and he looked over my shoulder, saw the picture, and said, "Whoa, go back to that. Well, what's up with that, girl?" And I said, "Oh, that's eczema." And he's like, "Really?" And Simon had these spots for the last almost a year that were on his head, one spot, big spot, and then also on his chest. And I was explaining to him, that's a reason to change your diet. Eczema is autoimmune. When it starts younger, it's harder to get rid of, So these were conversations that we've had over the last year. And as you know, I never forced my kids, right? Our kids were raised on a certain diet, then we let them go, and they've got to come back around. Well, all my kids have come back around, except Simon. So, but here's the time, right? So he saw that picture, he left the room. He came back and said, what did she do? It's like, and what does she look like now? I'm like, no, she's fine now. She doesn't have any of that stuff. And what did she do? And I said, a few things and fasting and cellular detox, et cetera. And then he left the room again. He came back in the room and he said, okay, I want to fast. And he had just recently started doing some cellular detox again. And so he said, I want to do a fast. And I said, okay. All right, you can do a fast. And so I said, we're going to do one as a family in the spring. And he said, no, I want to start right now. I want to start today. I was like, all right, okay. I didn't know how serious he was, but didn't eat that day. Didn't eat the next. And he went for 11 days without eating, just about 11. He thinks 11 and a half. I don't know. It's somewhere in there. But point being is he just started eating the other day. So I wanted to bring him on Cellular Healing TV and do this show and have him share his experience. And we had so many questions. I mean, everybody was following him. And I'll tell you this, what happened is he literally drove a following of people that decided to fast, they all started fasting. And it's like, so he has all these people doing block fasts. And, I'm telling you, multiple days right now. I can't count, that's how many. It was remarkable. So that's the story. And, here he comes now. So let's bring him in. So there
he
goes.
Hey, Simon.
The man.
How's it going?
Great. Good to have you here.
Yeah. So, I know you have a lot of questions, just like many people did, right? And just for the people watching, Simon didn't do anything but water. He did no fats, no broth, nothing. It was just purely water. No supplements during the fast. That's always a question. A water fast is, just water. Broth fasting, another fast, you can do some supplements, but water, I like water. So Simon, the first, we were measuring his glucose and ketones throughout. And by day two, Simon had elevated ketones. 2.6, his glucose,
nice.
His glucose was in the 40s. Already, right? Yep. So, boom. I mean, glucose down, ketones up. That's what we want to see. However, he didn't have energy yet. And there's a reason for that, because although his ketones were going up, which typically would create energy, his body wasn't adapted, fat adapted yet. So it wasn't using the ketones yet. By end of day four, he started using those ketones and then he felt amazing. And at that point, he said, I'm going beyond four. I'm going a week. And then he went beyond a week. So you have questions for him, I bet.
I do. I do want to Simon, for our viewers, how old are you? So they know.
I know. 13.
13. Wow. And so what were some of the symptoms you kind of experienced? So you went 10 and a half days on just water. What was it like kind of day to day? If you can kind of walk us through some of the symptoms you experienced, the good things, the bad things, what did it feel like?
Dizziness, kind of nauseous, like lightheaded, and kind of like achy and really hungry. And
that was days 1, 2, 3,
like
4.
Headache and some welts.
Yeah, he did. He had welts around his knees. Things were coming out. Yeah, but yeah, really bad body odor, horrible breath. All of this was the first 3 days were absolutely the worst. Yeah, his urine smelled. His tongue started turning white around day 3, I would say. It didn't happen right away, where some people, it happens day 1. I mean, just 1 day fast. So when did you start feeling normal? Well, better.
Day 4, not day 3. Day 4 is when it started getting better.
Mm-hmm. You said on one of the Facebook Lives, don't ever anyone ever tell you, you start feeling, you know, good on day 3. He's like, you know, and it was really, I would say halfway through day 4 that, you know, that he started feeling good. So, And then you start feeling so good that you wanted to fast on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
because you were just going to originally start with 4 days. Had you intended to go as long as you did?
No, not really. I just kind of went for it.
Yeah. But you decided to go longer. You were definitely thinking maybe breaking it at 4. I remember that conversation, but you didn't know though. He didn't know, you know, he as it got easier, he definitely got inspired. I told him I didn't start as fast. It was up to him when to break the fast. However, our deal was you're going to make sure you break it right. You know, we'll talk a little bit more about that because people ruin fast by breaking fast incorrectly. And it's even dangerous. It's, you know, you have to, it's very important to break the fast right. Now Simon has broken the fast, and that was a few days ago. And now he and I both are in kind of a partial diet. You know, we're taking in, I'm doing it just to do it with him, taking in between 500 and 1,000 calories a day. And Simon was doing that more in the afternoon. Now, today he decided to try a morning window of eating and stop eating a little bit earlier in the day. Yeah. So
I've done that too. Instead of eating just in the evening, just eating in the morning. I did that yesterday. I just had a bunch of the algae bits that we love. And it's good to have that variation as well with our timing. So now, Simon, were you going to school this entire time you were fasting?
Yes.
Wow. Now, what was that like at school without eating? How were your friends reacting?
Well, he does school here. So,
oh, okay. All right. So then I guess it's a little bit different.
We homeschool him, but we have a teacher that, God forbid, it was me homeschooling him. I could teach health. There you go. I could do that. And I do that.
Yeah. I mean, it was, my brain was working good. Just a little hungry and yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his brother, we actually, unfortunately, maybe four. I spent day 4 with Simon. He came down to the seminar that I was teaching. And she's freezing out. Hey, go run and tell Isaac to make sure he's off his computer's off. I'm going to make sure my other son's computer's off because you keep freezing up. That probably means I'm freezing up. So I told Simon to go make sure that his computer's off. Anyway, Simon came down. I spent day 4 with Simon. And then the next day, I had to leave and teach a seminar, or actually be at a seminar in New York. So I didn't get to spend days like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. and my wife and I were both gone. My son Daniel was here. So we were getting reports. Daniel was like, look, he's like a different kid, Dad. You know, it's like he's, you know, completely, you know, different attitude, you name it. And he had constant ongoing energy. You know, so much so, you know, that he just wanted to do too much. I was saying, look, Simon, chill, take it easy. You know, people tend to, once they feel good, remember Dr. Dempsey, when he was saying that, he felt so dang good. He was up wanting to paint the house at 4 a.m. He was up every day at 4 a.m. You know, when Simon was breaking through before he was fat adapted, before he was, his brain was using ketones, he wasn't sleeping good. And then when his brain started using the ketones around day 4, then that's when he was then sleeping good. So, and anyways, yeah, you probably have other questions. I don't want to keep talking.
Yeah. Well, Simon, were there any foods that you missed when you were on the fast? Was there anything you were thinking like, oh gosh, I really miss eating that food in particular?
Yeah, cheese.
Yeah, cheese. That was like one of the first things he wanted. And I was like, no, not day one, not day one. I'll tell you a little bit about that too, but go ahead.
Beef jerky, cheese, just that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, here's a remarkable fact, okay? Simon, no doubt, he'd be the first to say this, was my food-addicted child, more specifically carb-addicted child, right? And honestly, since he's broken the fast, how many days has it been?
13.
12. No. I mean, since you broke the fast, it was, let's see, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's been 3 days. He hasn't had one craving. Honestly, it's been even easier than I thought for him. He made this one smoothie that he unknowingly, mistakenly, put too many blueberries in. It was a thing of spinach and some berries in water. That was all we did. And it was like day two. But it was berry. It was definitely, you know, really sweet, especially, you know, because his taste buds were not used to that. But besides that, he has had no cravings. He really has, it's been no problem. Matter of fact, honestly, you haven't even been that hungry.
No.
Yeah, and this was a kid who ate a lot of food in a day. Like, he just ate through the day. I mean, you know, so really, you haven't had much hunger. Going through it, he said he would have appetite, but he definitely lost his hunger. You know, he noticed the difference of that. Like any of us, right? We would see or smell food. We would go, right. Oh, man, you know, you almost have a habit. You know, you have appetite. Like, boy, that looks good. But hunger is just an absolute different feeling.
Wow. So what's going on there, Dr. Palma, physiologically with the cravings shutting off? Is that because our hormones are getting fixed at the cellular level, so those cravings are decreased and kind of normalized after a fast?
Yeah, you know, the body instinctively knows what to do, right? I mean, it's shutting down certain mechanisms, you know, hormone. Ghrelin is a hormone that tells you to eat, makes you hungry or not, right? Leptin is part of that process. And that's all really dictated from your microbiome and your gut. So when that starts to change in a fast, it literally shuts off hunger. So the hypothalamus gets the message and you lose your hunger. Your body goes in. I was reading some studies this morning. I'm preparing for a lecture I'm doing on fasting. And, you know, I found 3 or 4 studies showing the myth. You don't lose muscle during fast. It is a myth. Your body protects itself. Whereas someone on a low calorie diet, they'll tap into their muscle. But when someone actually stops eating, you actually protect your muscle the most. So, remarkable what the body does to cherish what it needs to survive. And that's muscle. And it will burn not just its fat, it burns out all of the bad cells in the body. It's called autophagy, or, you know, autophagy, if you want to spell it correctly. But autophagy happens where the body just gets rid of the bad cells. So Simon had, like, if you can see, he's saying it's slightly red under your shirt. That was a psoriasis mark there. That one on his head that just has a little dryness. That's it, but it all went away. Yeah. Anyway, so he had, which is Sprendle. Right, go somewhere else, buddy. We got the dog. Come on. Go somewhere else. Yeah. So
right there.
Yeah. So just a little bit of red, but that spot, it was like dried out, is, you know, there was a couple of them, actually. They're gone. But anyways, yeah, so it's remarkable. So, you know, we've been breaking the fast, I said, is really important. You know, just really just getting him, he ate no vegetables. He was a non-vegetable eater. He ate broccoli last night and liked it.
Okay? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he did. It was good. He said it was good. He's like, I could do that. Spinach shake, okay? If it was green, this boy was not eating it. The nice thing about fasting is it changes our palate. So that's what I was explaining to him. This is an opportunity to change your palate. So by whatever, you know, I said, okay, you could have some cheese by day three. And she froze again. Oh, there you froze again. Okay, I was waiting. He had a little cheese, right? And I noticed he started this cough thing that had went away during the fast, right? And then later in the day, he had another piece of cheese, a small piece of cheese, and he started coughing again. I said, I think you have a dairy intolerance. And he says, you're right. I cough after I eat the cheese. So we've taken dairy out, which stinks for him because, you know, he loves cheese. So do I. And ironically enough, you know, as you know this, Meredith, we often crave the things we're most allergic to, right? And what did he say when you asked him what you missed? He said he wanted cheese, right? The very thing that he seems to react to, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Someone rang our doorbell. Yeah, go ahead.
With different autoimmune challenges as well, that dairy seems to be implicated in a lot of reactions and gut intolerances because of the inflammation that it can kind of create in the gut for many with autoimmune issues, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure that the dairy was creating some chronic gut issues. You know, Simon, surprisingly, I mean, he eats, you know, 98% of his food is all organic, you know, unless he's out and about, you know. But Simon was really, I mean, his brothers tease him. And they'll say, man, Simon's the healthiest fat kid in the world. Because honestly, I'm going to say, he has lasting energy. Simon gets sick less than them. I mean, you know, he really is, you know, healthy in some regards, but then his gut and some of these things, but he had no good digestive issues, goes to the bathroom every day. So when I say his gut, you know, he really, didn't express any symptoms. The only symptoms he expressed was what we noticed outwardly. That was it. And the cough and, that was really it. I mean, for Simon. And the weight gain, you know, which was obviously going to, you know, end bad at some point. But, yeah, we know our kids figured out on their own. And, you know, Simon's, you know, obviously figuring it out.
That's awesome. And how much weight did you lose, Simon, on the fast?
40 pounds.
Yeah.
40.
No, 20. 20 pounds. You froze.
20 pounds. Okay. I cut out a little bit. I was like, holy cow, 20 pounds. Wow. And yeah, have you put any on since then, or how do you expect that to level out?
He probably put, just like most people, 3 or 4 pounds on since, but that's normal. That's glycogen stores, right? Water that comes back, and he's completely stabilized. He might be actually starting to lose again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. And, you know, just like most people, his ketones went up. What was the high? What did your ketones go up to?
6.5.
Wow. Glucose, I would say 50s on average.
No, my lowest was a 40.
Yeah, 40, but on average, you know, I'm saying. So perfect target range, right? I mean, massive, autophagy, you know, bad cells were dying. The body's getting rid of all those bad proteins and toxins. And, you know, throughout it, his tongue definitely turned, you know, more white. And then
a little yellow.
Let me see now. One time we were doing a Facebook Live, right? And I said, show me a tongue. He didn't know what I meant. So he's like this. I'm like, no, open your mouth. He's like, it's hilarious.
Really stick it out there.
Anyway, I know he wants to go play with his car that he broke, but that's another story.
Can I just ask one more question, though, Simon, before you leave? I know you broke it with the bone broth. You've eased back in. And so what have kind of been your realizations since you did this fast? What did you learn from it? What are the takeaways, and how is it now changed? Has it changed your life?
Oh man, it's pretty easy to get healthy, I guess.
Yeah. He saw a change really fast. That's what he said. It wasn't as hard as he thought. Yeah. What else did you learn?
I don't really want to do that again.
That's what he said. He's like, okay, I did it. I'm done. I said, well, you're going to fast with our family. At least do 4 days. Oh, okay, 4 days. That's easy. It's a perspective change. That's for sure.
So true. I love that. You're going to fast as a family. That's so cool. What a great idea. And what inspiration to everyone who's watching. And Simon, how many people you inspired out there to fast? Because, hey, if you can do it, anybody can do it, right?
You know, that's what it is. You know, Mindy, Dr. Mindy's one of our doctors we coach. And She saw him day four.
Me too, actually.
Was it that was? Okay. Anyways, so she was inspired. Okay. She was so inspired. Remember, he inspired like everyone at the seminar and, you know, hundreds more on Facebook, but she got a fasting group together. So she got a whole fast. She showed them his videos on Facebook Live. And it's go to my Facebook, Dr. Daniel Pompa is how you get to my fan page Facebook. And you can see part one, part two, part three, and part four. And anyway, so she got a whole group fasting. I mean, it was remarkable how many people we inspired, you know, with that thing. If he can do it, I can do it. And believe me, it's not just 13. He was 13 addicted to carbs. So if Simon can do it, you can do it. And now he's moving, you know, he's in ketosis.
Just 13.
Yeah, just 13. Yeah, so, you know, he just turned 13. So yeah, technically 12. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is remarkable. I mean, I'm so proud of him because, you know, that was the first thing that ever desire he had to do something. I kept telling him, hey, I'm not going to change you. I'm like, you know what to do. You know what to do. And listen, his brothers fasted. His sister water fasted twice for 4 days. Olivia, who's been on the show, you know, mom fasted, I fasted. He went the longest. Well, mom went, you know, in defense, mom went about the same. But, you know, put it this way, none of his brothers, you tease him, ever went even close, you know, to being a. So I remember when I was texting Olivia, I said, well, Simon's fasting. Oh, yeah. And then I said, and then she texted me back, water only? I said, yeah, water only. Dave, really? What? You know, I mean, it was like, you know, they just couldn't believe it. So I think he stunned everybody, including his brothers and sisters.
Yeah, you did it.
Now, Simon's really strong-minded. He really is. When he puts his mind to something, it's game over. So he's transforming. He is. He's transforming. We're proud of him. All right. Do you have any more questions for him?
Simon, you're an inspiration. I just want to thank you. You've inspired me as well. And I do not know another 13-year-old who has done an 11-day water fast. So I think you are very unique and special. And thanks for inspiring so many people.
All right. See ya.
See ya. Thanks, Simon. Yeah. So, you know, he would go, I mean, he was in there testing his, like most kids, right? He was like, he was afraid to prick his finger. Yeah. Now he's like pricking it all the time, right? He's, I'm going broke in ketone strips. Trust me.
What a fast can do. Yeah. Those ketone strips aren't cheap. That's for sure. Wow. Yeah.
You know, right now, I'm in a partial fast, you know, breaking his fast because you don't want to just load up on all these calories. You know, people make that mistake. I'm trying to raise my chair up here a little bit. People make that mistake and, you know, you really can blow a fast. So, you know, between 500 to 1,000 calories, which we call a partial fast. A new study came out just recently talking about, I was just gonna find it on my phone, but I know it enough to speak it, but they were fasting 5 days. They did mice 3 days, which equivalent into a 5-day fast into humans. And the findings were remarkable. So what really defines, according to studies, a partial fast is 750 calories to 1100. But anywhere between 500 and 1,000, to keep it simple, really is the magic lies. And in the fast, you know, focusing on more raw and fat. So this partial fast is remarkable. Now, in this study, they fasted for, you know, the 5 days equivalent in the month. And then they went back to the regular diet, you know, called a standard American diet, if you will. And they, because of that, they put the weight back on that they lost in the 5 days, which I would assume they would. The remarkable part was is the inflammation markers still stayed decreased. All of the markers that would show went positive for anti-aging and all these positive effects stayed the same. So then when they repeated it 3 months in a row, they kept getting healthier. And even though they would go back to the regular diet, number one, it shows diet variation, you know, just a switch in diet, right? Number two, it just shows you the powerful, you know, how powerful fasting is. And so, you know, they called that a diet that mimics fasting, you know, because they were getting so much of the same results. So coming off a fast, one of the things I've learned with my clients is if you come off your fast, there's a few ways to tell if you should end a fast. So we had many people who are fasting a long time, right? And I have to say this, if you have a serious health condition, you know, get a coach, right? Get someone who's experienced with fasting. Don't do this alone. But, you know, we've had, you know, healthier people who want to be healthier doing longer fasts. They say, how do you know when to break a fast? There's a few ways that would surprise, I think, some of our viewers. Number one, the color of your tongue. So your tongue can go white, yellow. I mean, I've seen black tongues. And when the tongue starts to turn back to pink, despite how you feel, it's time to break your fast. It's like one of the first indicators. So oftentimes people in a fast would get so weak. And that's another thing, a weakness that goes beyond one day. Because one day, Simon, we played Monopoly one night, and he got all revved up and raised his cortisol, which then is, I said, your glucose is going to be up. And sure enough, he tested his glucose. It was up. It was like in the 80s. So ketones down. He didn't feel good the next day. But then the following day, he felt fine. So if fatigue or weakness goes beyond a day, I mean, severe, where it's declining, right? It's starting to go this way. Time to break a fast. If your weight loss stops, like you typically are going to lose a half a pound to a pound. Simon was losing about a pound and a half a day. Then all of a sudden, it made slow, but it continually then just stops. Time to break a fast. So, you know, oftentimes people get their hunger simply returns. I mean, it's a very big difference of appetite and hunger. Time to break a fast. So, you know, those are all signals. And the body odor changes. The tongue turns, clear again. A lot of those indicators that the body's done detoxing, shut it down. Now, here's the interesting thing. If we put someone into a partial fast, that 500, 1,000 calories a day, raw and, you know, fats, then we notice that it can actually, the tongue can start turning again, meaning that the body now felt like it had enough stores to actually start the detox again. And it's really remarkable how intelligent the body is. So it really is remarkable when we rely, you know, on the body. And again, you know, fasting in itself is just one modality that we use in a multi-therapeutic approach with cellular detox and all the things we teach. That's how we see the results that we see. So, that's kind of been some of my learnings about this fasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we always get so many questions too about the different types of fasts. And we've talked a lot about water fasting in this episode, but can you speak to bone broth fasting and maybe some of the differences too, and some of the benefits of that, and maybe why Simon did a water fast and not a broth fast? And,
I just got tired of sitting. I've been sitting all day. I think that there are multiple fasts. We just talked about a partial fast, right? That's one way where you're, just doing some raw, you can lightly steam veggies. It's actually easier to digest, truthfully.
I do a lot of that as well, the partial fasting, and it's so convenient too with life.
You can go on, right? You have energy all day. Just throwing a couple tablespoons of either olive oil, coconut oil in, an avocado, it's 200 calories for an avocado, approximately, 150, 200, depending on the size. Just that one of there, then a couple tablespoons of oil. I mean, that's enough to sustain you right there. And then have some broccoli. I mean, you have a perfect, nutrition dense meal. Like you said, the energy bits, I mean, amazing. And, those things, that's a way to fast right there. And then the bone stock loaded with type 2 collagen. That's one of the things we use to break the fast with too. I mean, just the bone stock and all that marrow and I was consuming it as well. The type 2 collagen, the minerals that you get, there's so much in those bones that just are just amazing to fast on and break a fast. Whey water we've talked about, right? Whey water is unique bacteria. And for thousands of years, back in the days of Hippocrates, they did whey water fasting. Those are different fasts right there. But water is unique. Water relies 100%. On the innate intelligence. It gives the body nothing. And I think you oftentimes get the best healing just from a water fast. But if someone's gonna break into fasting, one of the other ones may be easier. I think the first 3 days, those other fasts are easier. I think after 3 days, maybe four, water fasting is easier.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Water fasting is definitely the most challenging for me. I've only done one water fast. I went about 5 days or so. But the broth and the other types of fasts I've done with water too are much easier, because I think for me, for the water, a lot of it's just mental, because you're like, you're just having water. So that kind of deprivation mindset can come into play, where it's just like, wow, like this is all I get, like water. Yeah. So, and I wanted to ask you too, though, when I've done some water fasting in the past, I've kind of treated myself to the sparkling mineral water. Now, is that okay instead of just like drinking the flat still water on a fast? Would those bubbles have any impact on the gut?
Yeah, I mean, when you look, you know, like Herbert Shelton, who is the one of the early fathers of modern day fasting, you know, he would say, don't ever do that, right? It's irritating. And, you know, I the Europeans say it dehydrates you. I don't know if that's true. You know, I mean, it's water. I mean, come on, your body has the ability to separate, you know, the CO2. But, you know, I mean, there's an argument to, you know, stick to the most basic thing. And that's, you know, the cleanest water possible, whether it's distilled. Some people are big distilled water fasting people, or RO. I think you're going to benefit. The bottom line is where you get the benefit from isn't the water you drink as much as it is just going without food and letting your innate intelligence do, you know, what it does best. You know, it is remarkable when we look at the healing, the hormone optimization. And, you know, here's another thing, you know, is like when we look at studies now, and of course, so many, we've interviewed Seyfried and other scientists and how they're using ketosis and fasting for cancer. It works for cancer. Think about what it can do for anything, right? But we know that the bad cells are starving down. But here's what people don't realize. You get this massive rise in stem cells, because here's what happens. They notice that your white blood cells, they start dropping. Your body's getting rid of bad ones, autophagy, right? And here's the cool part. It increases your stem cells to reproduce the good cells in white blood cells. So you end up with all these new, incredibly healthy white blood cells. Well, I would go, it's happening beyond white blood cells. You have all these new created cells because of the rise in stem cells. I mean, come on. You know, what better way to get a new body, you know, than periodic fasting? I'm always asked this question on Facebook is, you know, how many fasts can I do? Look, we have clients who fast once a month, even just a 4-day fast once a month, right? Maybe 4-day fast every other month, because they're trying to redo these cells. You have to be attentive to be perfect nutrition in between the fast, you know, building back up those nutrition stores. But yeah, I mean, it's different for everybody. And here's the other question I get, Meredith. Look how thin you are. You fast. I have clients 80, 90 pounds with different autoimmune, and they fast. You know how much weight they lose? Either zero, at the most 5 pounds. It's just 5 pounds of glycogen and water. You know, they lose no flesh. The body's that smart. And guess what happens when they start? They gain good fat. They actually gain weight. So fasting can be used to actually gain muscle, to gain actually good weight.
Yeah, we hear that all the time. And I actually lose very little weight when I'm fasting as well. So it's very, very true. I can definitely personally attest to that.
Yeah. You just came off a fast, didn't you?
Well, I've been kind of experimenting a little bit this week. I did a water fast on Monday, and then yesterday and today I've just been doing a lot of energy bits, which are the little algae bits we talk a lot about. I believe that was episode 130. We interviewed Catherine Arnston of Energy Bits, and we talked all about algae and the benefits of that and how these like little algae bits can be wonderful for kind of balancing blood sugar and keeping you going through a fast. So so I've been taking those yesterday and today, and I might have a meal tomorrow because I, you know, some things with socially with life, you know, we have these things that come up too. So that's always kind of a question and something that can be a challenge as well. It's life, and eating is social. So dealing and incorporating fasting within a happy, normal social lifestyle can be a challenge. So you have to be very strategic about it. And maybe when you fast, really fast too. So when you're doing the fasting with the water, it's even more powerful maybe than just some partial fasting here and there around the meals, even though, you know, that has benefit too. It's going to be different for everyone. But that's the beauty of diet variation as well, and why that concept is so powerful and why it works so well.
Yeah, I mean, again, last 2 days I've been partial fasting, you know, so it's what I was just explaining. So, you know, yesterday I had an avocado, I had my spinach shake and water, I added a few blueberries. That was it. And then what else did I have? I had a tablespoon of olive oil, and I had about a tablespoon of butter because I had a thing of broccoli. That's all I had yesterday. You know, what was that? Probably 850 calorie wise. You know, today I'm going to duplicate the same thing. I have no appetite for food. It's 1:20 my time. You know, I mean, it's like I haven't eaten anything yet, but you know, I'll start eating a little bit, but I'm not going to go over that 1,000 calorie mark. So I'll do this till Friday, you know, just again, just threw in a little fast, you know, helping Simon break his fast. But also I have another reason, because you know this, they just did some dental work and dug out a cavitation down here. So I had some inflammation I wanted to deal with. So, you know, it was easy just to do this. In the spring, as a family, we will do at least a 4-day water fast. So probably 5, you know, just to get it. Because, you know, my thing is people do 3 days. Why just 3 days? You start to benefit from the high ketones, you know, at day 4. I want to ride that out, right? I want to feel good. I want those high ketones. They change the brain. They turn off bad genes, right? They downregulate inflammation. They literally turn off genes and upregulate genes that make us live longer. You know, that's another benefit of fasting. We can keep talking about these things because you get ridiculously high ketone levels, you know? And so and many of our viewers, I should say, we get ourselves so fat adapted that the moment our ketones go up, we start using them. You know, it took Simon 3 days to start using his ketones, even though they were high. That's why he didn't have energy. So even though his ketones were up, he wasn't using them yet. He had to adapt.
Right, right. And then once you get in that fat adapted state, it's just so much easier to shift in and out of it. I wanted to go back though. I did have a question when we were talking about the partial fasting. Do you think that would be better for those who suffer from adrenal fatigue to maybe ease into that versus going into a stricter fast?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I start those people even intermittent fasting daily, right? You know, going 12, 13, 14 hours, you know, just from the night before, right? Doing that daily, working up, you know, making sure their glucose isn't rising, because that's a sign people have adrenal fatigue, right? It's like their glucose will rise because of cortisol. So yeah, we start intermittent fasting, but yeah, of course, a partial fast is a great way. So you do intermittent fasting daily, then a partial fast for maybe 3 months in a row, and then move into a water fast. Listen, I've seen people with adrenal fatigue succeed with water fasting too, right? I mean, everyone's a little different. So, but I think, you know, why not break in with another fast first? So I think a partial fast would be the way.
Mm-hmm. Now, and so partial fasting is different from intermittent fasting, in that partial fasting is only about 500 to 1,000 calories, whereas the intermittent fasting, you could eat up to 4,000 calories within your time window. It's more focused on the compressed time window instead of the amount of calories you're consuming.
Right, exactly. Intermittent fasting is eating within a 4, 6, maybe 8 hour window, whatever you choose, right? And eat what you want, right? I mean, that's the point. But yes, correct. Whereas a partial fast is, I still like to eat in that small window.
So you're doing a double whammy there, partial, intermittent.
Exactly, but staying between 500 and 1,000. You know, calories is the key with a partial fast. Yeah. And then I think the key is eating those simple to eat foods, right? I keep the protein real low, right? I take the meats out, everything, whereas I'm eating just veggies, some fats, right? Like, you know, avocado is technically a fruit, but some berries, there's a fruit. So I have Daniel working on this now. So think about it this way. You have a fruit category. You know, pick one or two of those. Maybe it's a serving of berries, 3 ounces, right? Something like that. And, an avocado or a half of an avocado. So, you know, there's a good fiber there. There's all types of good fats there. And the berries offer some proanthocyanin and all these amazing antioxidants. And then you have another category of your vegetable category. You know, pick two different vegetables to eat a day. Yesterday, I only ate one. No, I had two. I had spinach and then the broccoli, right? So there's two vegetable sources to add to that caloric intake. And then I would say there's a third category of fats. Pick a tablespoon of coconut oil or olive oil or another healthy fat. It's easy to hit that. So, you know, Daniel's kind of building that out to where people can, here's an example of 500 calories, 800 calories, based on these three categories of foods that I kind of want you to choose from, you know, keeping things really natural and simple. So.
Fiber, veggies, fat. Yeah, I love that. And just piggybacking on the smoothies as well, I did this a few weeks ago. I just did 4 days just liquids. And it's really helped me because I've had a lot of gut challenges in the past and I'm still kind of working through healing my gut and in different ways. So just having the liquid nutrition that's super nutrient dense is really helpful because it's so easy to digest. And you're still getting calories and you're feeling great. I had incredible energy, but my body wasn't going through, just all of that effort it takes to break down solid food. So my energy was incredible when I just did 4 days of smoothies and good fats and different liquids, like fatty liquids for breakfast and things. And it feels great and it's so easy, but you're still getting the calories and the nutrient dense nutrition. I add in different powders and shake mixes and things like that to make sure the nutritional bases are covered. But I think that can be kind of a good modified way of fasting as well. If you're, you still want to maintain energy and you have things to do, but you're okay with just doing liquids, then doing that for a number of consecutive days can be effective as well.
It's perfect. And if for a partial fast, I think it's the perfect thing. So we're done here. I'm going to do my spinach. I might add some romaine lettuce in there. Who knows, maybe even a half of an avocado, but water, boom, I'll throw a little berries in there. There's my meal. Super, super low in calories to fit the form here that we're trying to do, high in fats and fiber and nutrients. That's the point. Yeah. And the blender makes it, you're the queen of smoothies. Forget about it. You could do the, this is going to be about 4 days. I'm also doing Trucell detox. I'm doing a brain phase. So I need to take my ALA and my Cyto. I sauna'd today and I did a coffee enema today. So kind of when I do these, focus. Yeah. So my Facebook Live today, this will be pre-recorded. So go back a few weeks. I don't know how long it'll take this show, and you'll see it, but we did it on, the coffee enema and how I do it with Vine. We had 70 people on live, watching it. It was fantastic, but yeah. So I showed that and then I did my sauna.
Do the coffee enema on the Facebook Live, did you?
I did. No, we didn't show. We did not enter the orifice. Yeah, no, that did not happen. Daniel was ready to go. He's like, I'm going to go get a towel. I'm like, whoa. I said, we're just going to pretend. But we actually did them. We both did it. We just didn't do it there. We showed everything else. And I showed how, in the video too, I showed how we correlate that in with true cellular detox. And it was a really good video. So go to Facebook Live. You can go back. Believe me, all the videos are there. So watch it. It's good.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great way to we got to keep those detox pathways open as we fast and do true cellular detox and do all these other things to support our health. Those downstream pathways are so important to keep open as well. And the coffee enema is a great tool to keep things moving out.
It indirectly affects the cell. True detox has to happen to the cell. But when that liver backs up, we got to get that moving. We have to get that stuff out of there. So powerful, powerful tool.
Awesome. Well, I'll definitely check out that video. And thanks, Simon, again, for joining us. What a powerful story. And that guy's an inspiration. I am very inspired as well. And it's always just fun to talk about fasting and all the new things that you're learning about it constantly, Dr. Pump, as well. Just more and more research is validating all of these strategies. So if you're out there and you're thinking about fasting, it's a no-brainer. Just give it a try, especially the partial fast, the intermittent fast, just kind of, taking baby steps and doing it slowly is a great way to ease into it.
No, I'll keep learning. Hey, I don't just sit in that sauna. I sat there and read studies all morning. So
that's it. Good thing to do in the sauna.
Absolutely. And hopefully I see you on Facebook. Go to my Facebook, Dr. Daniel Pompa. That's my fan page. All right.
Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Pompa. Check it out, guys, online, and we'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.